today is August 14th, 2020, and we are to dish. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good. I'm your host, Mark Taylor, my co-host, Terry Knight.
Hello.
Hello, listeners. So let's start out by talking about this week's kind of storyline and how things went down this week. It was a wild and crazy week, and we'll try to recap it here. So,
yeah,
Ridge is divorced, evidently, and I wanted to point out, and I made a note right away to say the papers were filed, and I know someone that predicted that. Terry Knight last week predicted that the divorce was going to happen.
Yes. Thank you very much. Point one.
Point for Terry. One for Terry. Yeah, point for Terry. So next, let's talk the plan, the big plot here that's been going on this week. Quinn plotted a plan after she realizes that Ridge and Shauna were in Vegas together. And that Ridge, and I think she kind of hatched the plan when she realized Ridge was in the shower. I think she was winging this. I'm curious what your thoughts are.
I think she was too. But on the other hand, Quinn is devious as hell.
She is. Right. So that's true. That's true.
I don't think she had to wing it too much.
She has a devious mind.
Oh, yeah.
So when Ridge is in the shower, Quinn tells Shauna to text Carter, our favorite divorce / marriage attorney on the Bold.
Yes.
And tell Carter in the text to file the divorce papers.
Now, okay, here's the one thing I don't get about that. Okay, so first off, that Shauna even did it. What a dope. But also, even if those papers were filed, that wouldn't, there's not enough time for a court to decide that. I know, I'm getting too technical.
but you're actually bringing up a hell of a good point, though.
Yeah, it's kind of like, was it the chicken or the egg?
Right.
Because if they got married before the papers were actually filed.
Yep.
I mean, what's the date? That's what I want to know. What's the date on that?
Good point.
Okay.
So you're implying then, my co-host, that the legal system does not move that quickly?
Who knew?
Who knew? I'm shocked.
I know.
Yeah. So I hadn't even thought of that, but you bring up that's why you are the ace on this show, because you bring up, you think these things through at such a level. I love it.
I know. I think I spend too much time.
You might need another hobby, Terry.
I might.
So let's move on. Quinn and Shauna are sitting around this week talking about how they pulled this whole thing off, the whole marriage between Shauna and Ridge. And also pulling off the old getting Carter to file the divorce papers. Brilliant, brilliant plan.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And it's interesting, though, you see the vision of the two of them getting married by that officiant. And he's like, the guy is shit-faced.
I know. I wanted to talk about him later, but no, okay. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I've got something later on that too.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking, if you were in Shauna's shoes, really, would you want to marry somebody completely blotto?
I know.
I don't get that.
But you know anyway. What? I would guess that's actually probably not too far off in Vegas, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Where people are getting schnockered.
Once. I'm good.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm guessing that something like that could happen. But so I love how they're sitting around all week, though, hatching this, talking about their plan that they hatched. That's pretty awesome. So the guy that married them is the guy you had just mentioned, Terry, the officiant in Vegas. Here's what I wanted to talk to you about. So what I find interesting about Quinn is, or not Quinn, Shauna. So Shauna plays this. I don't know, Quinn, if I should go through with this. I'm not sure, you know, and acting all innocent.
Yes.
And yet what's funny is when they're talking about this week, we find out that, like you said, he's blotto ridges. He can hardly stand up. In fact, I think he tipped over once.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so she totally takes advantage of the situation. And yet she plays this like victim or, you know, I'm innocent in this whole thing.
Yes. And you brought up a point, I believe. Did one of them know the officiant?
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention, is that she, and it's kind of buried in there, but when I went back and, or the research department went back and relooked at some of these shows.
Yes.
It was like, she mentioned really quickly that she knew him, that from, or Quinn may have said it, that, well, I'm sure glad you knew him from your days in Vegas.
I didn't catch it either
until I went back and looked at it.
Okay.
So.
Wow. So then the plot's even thicker.
It is. Yep.
Okay.
So, Brooke. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, Brooke plans a reuniting seduction of Ridge in the bedroom.
Oh yes.
Yes, and I bet that was her brand lingerie.
Oh yes.
What do they call that? Brooke's bedroom
or something?
Brooke's
bedroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So she's trying to seduce Ridge, and Ridge is now at this time feeling a hell of a lot of guilt. So he finally, I think it went on for 2 days, by the way, two episodes. He finally spits it out that him and Shauna got married in Vegas.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that scene?
You know, I thought it felt like it was stilted because, granted, he felt really guilty, but Ridge was not as forceful as I thought he should be in terms of, I really, really don't remember.
Right, right.
I don't remember not only getting married, but texting Carter at all.
Right.
So, if you really don't remember any of that, how can it even count?
Yeah, true.
So I thought he would be a little bit more pushy, but on the other hand, then what are the writers going to do?
Well, right.
Then it's kind of a slam dunk. So they got to play this.
Part of what I think is funny is, though, he actually, Ridge doesn't actually drink that much on the show, but the two times he's been totally shy-faced.
Yes.
It was with Shauna.
Yes.
Oh, funny.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So, anyway, that was all interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
And you brought it up, Terry. I agree with you. The filing of papers is like, God, you would think you'd have some recollection, but I don't know.
Yeah. And the whole thing is just, there's a lot more to it. There's plenty of plot twists that can happen with this, I think.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different ways that they can go.
True.
But I thought I'd bring up one thing, and that is the Hope and Zoe thing. Mm. I'm kind of interested to see how that's going to move along. Suddenly they're all happy, happy, and Hope is talking about, well, she has to forgive Thomas too.
Yeah.
I thought, ah, crap, here it comes.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. And I've got a prediction about Steffi, but we'll get to that.
Good,
mm-hmm.
So I wanted to also discuss with you, so Eric and Donna are talking about Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And Don is bad-mouthing Quinn something terrible. And this goes, I love how these conversations go on forever before the other person actually spits out what they want to say.
Yes.
You know, because she just keeps bashing Quinn and bashing. He's, yep, I'm mad at her. Yep, I'm upset with her, Eric says, you know.
Yeah.
Finally, Eric breaks the news to Donna that Ridge and Shauna are married and that the divorce papers were filed. That took another 10 minutes for her to spit that out.
Mm-hmm.
God,
yeah, I
it's
know.
Frustrating.
It is, because it's like, Jeez, I could go get another sandwich by the time
this I know, is exactly. Terry's on her lunch break.
Yes. But, okay, did you notice in today's show, as Ridge walks in on Quinn and Shauna, and they're suddenly like, oh, we're not talking about anything.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't want to be with her that night.
Right.
He goes up, and then did you notice kiss?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. No, go ahead. I want to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, so whoever she was kissing, his hair is darker and there's no gray.
The research department may have something to reveal on that shortly.
Oh, do tell.
I'm saving it.
Okay.
Well, so what's next? Let's talk about it. So what's next is I wanted to bring up that you have opened Pandora's box because you brought up last week that love scenes with other actors and actresses who we assume are spouses and significant others in these scenes. And also dolls have been introduced, as you so brilliantly brought up last week. Mm-hmm. So I went back and watched some of those episodes, and I made a few observations that I did not notice last week or on the podcast, but you brought up. So I went back and looked at them.
And what did you find?
So Thursday last week, Ridge is holding a blonde doll. And you, this is the one you were talking about. There was a break in the scene with Ridge talking to Brooke just prior, and then all of a sudden he's holding this stiff, blonde-haired, I'm assuming, dummy. Because you're right, it didn't move. I'm watching this, and I'm like, oh, my God, I actually rewound it a couple times.
I'm not sure what that says about you, Mark, but
I know.
Okay.
It's a detective in me, and plus I'm retired. I have too much time on my hands.
I guess.
And then Friday last week, Brooke and Ridge are always there. You know, they're always. When another observation I made is that they're always separate.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a scene where they were holding each other, and it's clearly not. It's like you brought up. It's clearly not Ridge in this case.
Yes.
But I can't figure out who it is, because what I was going to tell you next is that our research department looked at spouses and significant others to see if they looked like the real actors. We found that Thorsten K's wife is actually a redhead and looks nothing like Brooke.
Oh, okay.
So that's part of why they're probably using the doll or the dummy in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is Denise Richards, who plays Shauna. Her hubby, so this is revealing because you brought this up a few minutes ago about kissing supposedly Ridge, and it's not Ridge. It's actually her husband, Aaron Fipers, because we looked at photos of Aaron Fipers, and he looks a lot like Ridge. Just similar features, dark complexion, dark long hair. And especially with the right camera angle, you could kind of get by with it. But like you said, you can clearly tell.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So... I thought that was interesting. The other factor, or the other actress, is Catherine Kelly Lang, who plays Brooke. She actually has been divorced twice, and she's not actually currently married.
Okay. So, well, maybe she's got someone on the, you know.
She might have one. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So the only, I made several other comments, which for time purposes we won't cover, but. One of the things I've really picked up on the last going over the episodes, and it's funny you brought it up because now it just sticks in my mind when I'm watching these old episodes, is that they're separate scenes. I mean, it's like boom, so and so says something, and then boom, another camera switches over, or they're never in the scene together.
No, and there was one scene, and now I wish I'd have written that down. Where I can't remember even who the actor was, but they were looking in the wrong direction.
Oh,
it was Wyatt. It was a scene with Wyatt and Flo. And by the way, that's getting boring.
Yes,
good, you're together. Wahoo.
Agree.
Just have at it. But he's talking to her, but his eyes were looking in the wrong place. Because when they go back to her, it's like, okay, that didn't work. So I think you had mentioned before, that's got to be really hard.
I know.
For the actors.
Yeah, and one of the other comments I was going to make is that the acting in this case has got to be so much harder when they're doing it this way, because there's nobody in the room, and they must be doing a lot of filming where they cut, and then they got to bring in another actor or actress, and you know what I mean? It's got to take a hell of a lot longer to film these episodes, I would think.
Oh, no kidding. The staging's got to be really complicated.
Yep. And if our budget goes up, maybe we could go watch some live film of the bowl.
Ooh. Well, let's just hope we get some more Juvederm commercials.
Exactly. All right. So let's move to predictions.
Okay. I have one that I just thought about today.
Okay.
Because Thomas, you know, has been coming over to see Steffi. Steffi's in all this pain. And he starts bringing up, he's mentioned Vinny a few times. Mm. Well, if you'll recall, Vinny was the one who got drugs for Thomas.
Ooh, yeah.
To entice, to get hope.
Yep.
My thought is Vinny's going to get Steffi some drugs.
Ooh. So now she's going to be into illegal substances.
Yes. And that's going to be the problem.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what I'm... Okay. All right. I do have another one.
Go ahead.
And that is... And I'm not sure. Donna, I think, is going to be the one to find out the ruse between Quinn and Shauna. I think it'll be Donna.
Okay.
She may do a little bit more digging with Carter. Mm. Or... Flo might overhear something.
Mm.
But would Flo say anything? No.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my thoughts.
Excellent. Very bold.
Thank you. What about you?
So I'm going down the same path. Someone's going to over, but here's what I think is going to happen. And I hadn't thought of Flo, and I was trying to put a name to what I think is going to come up here. And that is that someone's going to overhear the conversation between Shauna and Quinn, where they've been sitting there over a glass of bottle of wine all week this week, talking about the plot with Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be Flo. You might be right on there. But that, I think that's how it's going to come out. Or I've got another prediction, and that is that minister that married him, or the officiant, he's going to get either a guilty conscience and come forward, or somebody's going to do some digging, and it could be like Donna, like you said. Somebody's going to dig into it and find him, and then find out how Blotto Ridge was, you know, actually when they got married.
Yeah. Yep. But I think it may take a little bit of time, and it might be after he has sex with Shauna.
Oh. Mm. Pregnancy, potentially?
Now that's bold.
I didn't even thought of that, but now that you brought it up.
There you go.
So I think as a result of what's going to happen here, once this thing comes out that Shauna and Quinn did this, Eric's never going to forgive Quinn. She's out. You can kick her ass out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's going to fall for Donna. Eric is. You can see them building that storyline already.
Ah,
the honey
that's
bear.
Good. Honey bear is back.
The honey bear is back.
Well, that's interesting.
And
I think, like that.
Yeah, I think it could happen. I also predict that this is going to be Shauna's departure from the show, because she's going to get kicked off. I can't see what they do with that other than that pregnancy thing. That could keep her around. Or
that,
like you
could.
Said. Yeah.
But she's also, well, I mean, she still could get pregnant, I guess, but
She's older. Yeah, they're older.
Yeah, it might be a little, that might be a stretch.
It could be for that storyline. Yeah, that's true.
And Denise Richards, I don't know that the character is strong enough to continue.
Yep, I agree. So I think that's going to be their exit. She'll be off the show. Mm-hmm. And you'll love this prediction. Ridge and Brooke will reunite again.
No! That is shocking news.
I know. That's a real stretch, isn't it?
So how many marriages would this make for the two of them?
Is it seven?
Yeah, I think.
I think you found six prior.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Oof. All right.
All right.
So I think that's a wrap.
I think so.
All right. Until we dish again.
Oh, keep it sudsy.
And we are out.